Water has a way of influencing our lives no matter where we live on the planet. There may be times when either too much water falls from the sky or not enough water is available for our needs and wants in everyday life. How does the value of water become experienced when its presence is, at times, so elusive? Today's segment is part of a series titled, Water is a Many Splendored Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Living through extreme water conditions cannot be better explained than by an Australian who has been transplanted onto the beautiful island of Ischia, Italy. Kate Ryan grew up in a beach culture of Australia. Now she lives in Casamicciola on the island of Ischia, just off the coast of Naples, Italy. Kate describes what it was like growing up in Australia.
For us, it was amazing, just the beach. Australia has a real beach culture. I could never not live near the water. When we lived in a small country town in the northwestern coast of Australia, and once a year or so, the river would flood, and it was a huge town event. We would all run to the river and watch this wall of water filling up this empty riverbed, and it was amazing. But it was a very rare event. Occasionally, it would be a huge flood, and it would overflow into the town. For Australia, water is always a problem. We would have water restrictions in the summer, 2 hours a day, 5 litres a person. So it's a country that's very water conscious because there isn't enough water really for the population it has to be made or saved or stored. So it is a problem in Australia.
My wife's family roots originate from the islands off the coast of Naples. One of those islands, Ischia, is an island full of beautiful beaches and mountains. No matter what time of year you visit, Ischia is a Mediterranean paradise.
Ischia is situated in the Gulf of Naples, and it's near Naples in southern Italy, and it's part of an archipelago of other islands. There's Ischia, Capri, Procida. They're all connected under the sea, and it's in the south of Italy, so therefore it does have the characteristics of the southern Italian culture. Ischia is called the Green Island, and most people think it's called that because it's a green mountain full of trees, but it's actually called the Green Island because there's a special rock on the island and it actually goes green with humidity. It's called tuffo. So that's actually the origins of the name, the Green Island. So it's a volcanic island and therefore it has all the properties of thermal water underneath it, which is why Ischia has become famous, because of the thermal waters, because people come here for the curative properties of the thermal water, and then you have thermal mud. Most people come here for the thermal waters and the beach. However, the mountain, for me, is the real beauty of Ischia. It's amazing.
I know you don't typically associate snow with a Mediterranean climate, but this Italian island is different. Ischia does have snow that falls, but this usually happens at higher elevations of the island's volcano, Epomeo. When the snow is falling on Ischia, excitement fills the air, and you will likely see people running up to the snow to celebrate. Kate's life has taken her from the coastlands of Australia to a volcanic setting that is surrounded by Mediterranean beaches, peninsulas, bays, and thermal pools. Paradise would not be an exaggeration. In fact, the physical beauty experienced on Ischia also comes with a bonus, a type of spiritual awareness that leaves you in awe.
Because I grew up in water, basically, I just love the sea, the rocks, it's just swimming here. It's more beautiful. Australia's beautiful, but all it has is beaches. Here there's rocks and there's peninsulas, there's bays, there's caves. So we don't have that in Australia, so that's amazing. And also there's just the thermal water itself is so curative, and just going into a thermal pool, you can really feel the difference, what it does to your bones and body and soul. I'm quite spiritual, so I just feel that Ischia has some spiritual draw to it. I'm not sure if it's because of the water and the radioactivity, the mountain itself, the volcano, but there, for me, there's some sort of underlying energy. I think most people feel good here, and I think that is Ischia's biggest attraction. The Gulf of Naples has a special energy, and Ischia's in that as well, so that's included in it as well. The Gulf of Naples must be one of the most spectacular in the world.
The value of water is an inside job that each of us experience in a personal way. Although Kate has experienced both flooding and scarcity, there seems to always be an equal or greater set of water experiences that have delivered joy and appreciation into her life. Really, necessities and pleasures associated with water seem to be overwhelmingly present in all our lives, especially on the green island of Ischia. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.